Obviously, it's a great day from a personal level, but more importantly, we're in a really, really good position here as a team. We're ahead of the game, we've got a really good lead, and you know, tomorrow's going to be a massive day.
You seem to be enjoying this number six position. That's working out very well for you.
I mean, it's somewhere I want to be, and you know, somewhere where I really want to make you know, sort of capitalise on the opportunity I get to go there. So it started off pretty well, so hopefully I can continue that. I mean, obviously, I didn't find out until the day before the first day. But as I said before, you know, I've just got to keep going and not live on what's gone on in this test match. You know, I've just got to try and deliver every time.
What does it mean to you to have scored the fastest century at Lords?
It's been a long time coming, I think, for myself. Obviously, I got one in my second test match and haven't really delivered anything from then. So, you know, obviously the emotions I showed out there was evident of that. Obviously, I got pretty close in the first innings and was a bit nervous in the 90s again. But to finally get over there and get three triggers was amazing. I think it's just another game of cricket. Obviously, it's at international level, but the things I've done for Durham is what's got me here. So I don't think, well, I don't feel I need to change anything in the way I play. You know, I back my style of play. So you know, I'm always going to do that. There might be some times along the road where there might be some technical changes, but in the way that I play my cricket, I'll always do it the same, whether it be for Durham or England.
Any idea when the declaration might be? Has that been discussed yet?
No, nothing's been said yet. Obviously, Cookies just came back into the changing room after today. He played brilliantly, obviously. So we haven't even thought about that, anything about that yet. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see tomorrow. The middle order is very, very positive players, cricketers. You know, Rooty always, you know, he's always, you know, scoring at 60, 70 runs per 100 balls. And I, you know, that's the way I like to play. Once I'm in, I try to capitalise on anything. And then we've got Mo and Joss who play exactly the same. So it's a very, very exciting middle order.
Given that you all went out and expressed yourself, it's quite important that one guy was sort of going his own way at the other end today. Mm. A word on your skipper.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. He held the whole innings together from ball one today. You know, to come off at 150 red, you know, in which could have been a tricky start to our second innings. But the way he persisted in his own game and the way he capitalised on any bad bowling, but then also treated every ball on his merit was brilliant and absolutely chuffed the bits for him.